the backfield with Derek Goff to his right. Loss of 8 on the last one because of the sack. Now 2nd and 18. And it's a keeper right up to the right side. Kraft is off for the right back to the original line of scrimmage. Still going. Has the first down, and he's still going at the 30-yard line. Finally struck up at the 28-yard line. That was a 28-yard run, the number of the night. More crap, but there's a flag down at the 39-yard line. More than likely going to be a hold against Cyber Beach. If that's the case, they went from a 1st and 10 and nearly a 30-yard gain. They might be looking at a 2nd and 30 here.
Eli Kraft did a nice job there on the quarterback read option, and he basically put the ball in Derek Puff's lap and then pulled it back out and took it himself, faking the defense. And looks like this penalty is going to be a personal foul face mask against the Lothrop. So actually, Clark, tack on 15 to the run.
So a 28-yard run for Eli Kraft gets a few more bonus yards on doing so. They went from the 28-yard line. Now deeper and deeper in New Lothrop territory into the red zone at the 16-yard line. Harbor Beach, with 2 minutes and 9 seconds before halftime, has 16 yards to go for yet another score in his first half.
Just, I don't know how he does it. He's not a very big guy. Eli Kraft spinning and bowling his way through two or three tackles there before eventually just tripped up. He couldn't do it again.
Two receivers one each way. Kraft rolling to his right, looking to pass. He does so. It's nearly picked off. That intended receiver was Aaron Ginther, number 47, at the 7-yard line. Incomplete. Stops the clock for the Pirates. 2nd and 10. Minute 59 left in the first half.
Number 4, Josh Wendling, the junior, made a diving play to tip that ball when he leaves his feet like that. And if he doesn't tip that ball, Aaron turns around to his left and strolls into the end zone. But so a nice play by him on a high-risk play.
And it's a handoff to the right side. Nothing going there. Maybe out to the 13-yard line when all said and done, according to the spot. Eli Kraft on the keeper to the right side. Continues to roll the clock. Gain of 3, 3rd and 7 coming up.
Number 20, Taylor Krupp, made the tackle.
The ball lies on the 12-yard line for Harbor Beach. Minute 30 left in the first half in the New Lothrop red zone. They lead 28-7 right now. Trying to tack out another touchdown before halftime. New Lothrop fans silent at the moment. Two receivers wide each way, and now we have whistles blowing. Looks like Troy Shelkey didn't like something he saw and calls the second timeout of the first half. You're tuned to WLAW. We'll be back right after this.
Bill, I'm looking for a car that'll get me around 30 miles per gallon. What do you have?
We've got something better than 30. It's 47 combined city and highway in the all-new Ford C-Max.
How does that work?
Well, it's a hybrid, battery and gas.
You have to plug this thing in?
No plugging it in. Runs on gas and it runs on the new high-efficiency fast-charging battery.
So you never have to plug it in. 47 combined.
That's correct. Only at Moore Motor Sales M81, just west of Carroll.
See why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll.
WLEW, your home for high school football. Harbor Beach in the red zone of New Lothrop yet again with a minute 16 left in the second quarter. Trying to tack out another touchdown before halftime. Troy Shelkey just used his second timeout of this first half. And now they come out in the spread formation. Two receivers wide each way. To the left is Callum Cook and Travis Esmaker. To the right would be Aaron Ginther. And I can't see the numbers on the other person. That's number 14, Austin Self. One man in the backfield is Derek Puff. And Kraft rolls to his left, trying to pass, and New Lothrop's there, and he breaks through. That tackle breaks through the second tackle, breaks through the third tackle, and now they have him by the back of his jersey, finally brought down to the 22-yard line. The second sack in this drive for New Lothrop on Eli Kraft, and luckily he didn't cough it up, and now they're looking at a fourth down, and about 15, New Lothrop now calls a timeout. Trying to conserve a little play clock, they can score quickly, and they have 57 seconds. To go in this first half, Harbor Beach facing a 4th and 15. All right, Dave, do you go for it? Do you give it up? Getting out the kick team, they have an excellent field goal kicker.
They're going to be a little bit into the wind, Clark. So with that sack, that's going to make this a very long field goal attempt for Hessling. I think if they would have thrown it incomplete there, I think no question about it, you bring Hessling out, take a chance for 3 points. Now I expect them to go for it. There's no reason to punt it. If they feel Hessling kick it, kick it. No doubt about it. But if not, I think they're going to try and let Kraft do something he's used to doing, and that's making a big play. I'm not sure exactly. Probably a pass into the end zone. What do you got to lose?
Avery Wehner checks in for Austin Seltz. If they were to go for it, it'd be a 38-yard field goal. But it appears that they're going for it. Same formation, spread for Harbor Beach. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Avery Wehner and Aaron Ginther to the right. Kraft in the shotgun, rolling to his right, has time to throw. Checks this one into the corner of the end zone, and it is...
God, it was
caught. They say Aaron Ginther caught it, but they say he was pushed out of bounds. Incomplete pass, turnover of downs for Harbor Beach, and New Lothar gets it on a fourth down stand. Little contestable call there with 51 seconds to play in the first half. First down, New Lothar, at their own 21-yard line.
And unfortunately for us, Clark, he's got his back to us, so we couldn't exactly see whether the ball was caught with a foot in bounds. Now, unlike here, there's no challenge, there's no replay, there's no nothing. We don't have that luxury, so the official's going to have to make that call in a split second. And great throw and catch by Eli Kraft and Aaron Ginther hauling that in. Whether he did get his foot in or not, we'll never know. But it was still a great attempt and great play call there.
First and 10 from the 21-yard line for New Lothar. They're coming out of the spread formation. Austin Newing count shouting out in nearly a no-huddle offense here. Three to the left, one to the right, and they have one man in the backfield, 34, Brandon Green. Looking to pass in the pocket. Passing to his left, has a man receiver wide open, but the pass is off. The closest receiver was actually in a white jersey, number 86, Avery Wehner. Ball's incomplete, stops the clock, second and 10, 45 seconds before halftime.
A little pick play about 7 yards down is a crossing route and a shallow post route kind of get into fear with each other. What Josh Wendling, number 4, was streaking down the sideline, the quarterback. Overthrew him, Newman overthrew him by about 7-8 yards, so a little too strong on the throw, but did have an open receiver on the play.
Second and 10 from the 21-yard line. Harbor Beach has a man deep at their 40. Passing to his right side at the 30-yard line, it is caught to number 8, Jake Van Cleef. He's finally brought down at the 37-yard line for the first down by about 5 yards, a 15-yard gain. New Lothar going to no huddle with 36 seconds left. The clock is stopped momentarily to move the chains. It will begin once they are set. And the whistle blows. There it is, and the clock continues to go. 35 seconds. Rolling to his left, has a man open, and it is caught at midfield by number 10, Michael Muka, the wide receiver who's a senior, for the first down by 2 yards, a 12-yard gain. And now, New Lothar, 50 yards for a score, right at midfield, maybe at the 49 of Harbor Beach. And the clock still stops at 27 seconds to move the chains. And New Lothar calls a timeout. New Lothar wants to talk. Just went over. All right, Dave. Ron Ruble. Consider him. Think of yourself as Ron Ruble right now. What are you telling your team?
I'd hate to go to that prevent defense, but you have to consider some sort of version of that. Right now, they're in a prevent zone. They're just trying to keep the ball out of the end zone. Just keep let them throw it underneath, tackle them, and bounce. That's two back-to-back plays where New Lothar made passes, had an opportunity to go towards the sideline, and didn't. They went up the field trying to get extra yards, break a tackle, what have you. They've been tackled in bounds, have to run no huddles. So Coach Ruble's thinking to himself, keep these guys in bounds, make tackles, keep the ball in front of you, and eventually keep it out of the end zone. Only 27 seconds left, and I believe New Lothar has one timeout left. So
27 seconds left, 49 yards to go. They have quads to the right, one receiver to the left. Newman is in the backfield by himself. Aaron Ginther is standing, Eli Kraft is standing at his own 30-yard line. The farthest man deep, he's about 20 yards away from the line of scrimmage. They're waiting for the official whistle. All officials get in position before starting. There's the whistle, 27 seconds left. The clock will start upon the snap. There it is. Roll, looking to his right. He checks this one down the field, and Harbor Beach is there. And number 2, Travis Esmaker, brings in the interception, the third of the night for this Harbor Beach defense. And New Lothrop is empty-handed one more time with 21 seconds left in the first half. Another turnover for this New Lothrop offense.
Coach Shelkey drew up a linebacker blitz. He brings Kyle Kramer on the blitz, gets through the line. Without being touched, gets his hands up, does not touch the quarterback at all, no chance for a pass interference. by him getting up and getting his hands up, four